Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Success Team Call. My name is Jim Tanner, dialing in from my home in Boston, Massachusetts. It is Monday evening, May 20th, 2019. We are well deep into the month of May, and of course, that means that we are talking about Performance Club, Executive Director, and all of the great accomplishments that we're all shooting for on a monthly basis. Welcome to all of the newest members of Success Team. We're so glad to have you all here as recruiting continues to bring new and fresh faces and voices to this call each and every week. Folks, we have a dynamic call of the guest speakers lined up for you this evening. To kick the call off and to bring us some great information that you're all going to want to listen intently with, we're going to take the call quickly to Cookeville, Tennessee, to our Platinum World Council member, Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, $700,000 ring earner, Mr. Mark Riches. Mr. Riches.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jim. Hey, Legal Shield team builders, thanks for plugging in on the call this Monday evening. And wow, we've got some exciting stuff happening. I know many of you participated in our final, I love that word, final transition webinar last Friday, as we really talked about some of the key updates that we've done on our Success Team site. We've added the TMS, the Team Management System. I hope you've had a chance to get in there and review. And one of the things that we've added there is a little a feedback form. It's on the toolbar, so you'll see it on the pages. It's on the toolbar, and it's for feedback. And we encourage you to use that so that those feedback inquiries are logged and we can make sure we get them handled. I think we've got a lot of things, little bugs that we found fixed, but you know, as you find things that aren't working or you don't understand how they work, use that little feedback form on the toolbar in the back office, in your back office at successteamworld.com. Also, we rolled out added the queue page back in. That was one thing that I really liked on our old model, and I know we had a lot of feedback people missing that, so we got that added back in, and you'll see 11 items on there, 10 or 11 items, and we'll do some training videos now that we've got kind of the structure built. We'll go in and train you how to do that, but you know, we've got some, and you'll be hearing from one of those tonight, Chris Corley, who does a great job walking his people through, his new associates through setting up their back office. But that's what that quick access page is all about. That's the queue in the toolbar, and you'll see that added there as well. And we also are updating and in the process of updating the first step training. We added a couple new segments in there today. Should have that all complete by Wednesday is our target. Friday was our target last Friday. Now it's Wednesday. So we moved in that goal just a little bit. But I'm excited about the updated videos that we're adding there. And that should be all updated and crisp and clean and ready to go in just a couple more days. So I know Mr. Tanner's been working hard in his studio. Mike Riches will be in the studio again all day tomorrow finalizing those training videos to help us all build the team and recruit more people. And I'm really excited about that. We'll have a playback of the webinar also available. If you missed the live webinar, we can get you a playback so you can listen to that. But, again, exciting things happening. Another, if you look in your toolbar in your back office, another area that we've added is a little purple video camera. That's the tutorial access area. Now, there's only one video there, but we've got a schedule for 10 or 13 videos. I mean, it's quite a few tutorial videos we'll be adding there, which is really the how-to. How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do this? How do I do that? That's all going to be right there under the tutorial videos, and I'm excited about that. So I think right now, I mean, we've got a great structure. It's definitely simplified. I hope you're working hard and recruiting. We're going to be hearing from a gentleman tonight, Mr. Chris Corley, who is doing exactly that. He's had his head down. He's focused. He's the number one recruiter for last month, the 7 personal recruits. That's what we all ought to be doing. And I challenged him this month to get into the double digits, to be a double-digit recruiter. We need more double-digit recruiters. I spoke on the call this morning, the B2B training call, about, you know, how easy it is I want to say easy. Let's use simple. How simple it is now to qualify for executive director. And I just really think with the new premium-based compensation plan, which that video is all updated in the First Step training. If you haven't watched that and are a little still confused of how to calculate and how to advance, it's pretty clear in that video. But I think, you know, right now it's more simpler to get to executive director and get to those higher levels of the comp plan than ever before. You could get a team that does, I think it's 26 cells. I need to write those numbers down. I had them on my board and someone erased them, but 26, you know, 49.90 plans, something like that. I mean, it's a really low number. If you had a team doing, well, we can calculate it together because you need to know how to calculate that. Let's look. So 1,400 divided by 50. Okay, what that is the monthly premium, and the number's 28. Okay, so if you've got a team together, I just want to close with this thought. It's never been, you know, when I started 24 and a half years ago to get executive director, you had a team that sold 75 plans. The plan was about $15 a month. You had to sell 75 of those plans a month. That was it. And you couldn't count any of your personal sales. So if I wrote 74 and my team wrote 74, I wasn't an executive director. That's how it was. And you could only count lines that were director and above. So a team had to go sell 100 plans before you could count their counters. Now, that's not how it is today. You can count all your personal sales. You can count up to, you know, with revenue, you can count up to $650 in premium in any one line, and they can be at any level. So you could go out and recruit a brand new person. Like Chris Corley recruited several new people last month that went into production. He counted all of that premium toward his $1,400 needed for executive director. So I'm telling you, 28 is the number. You got to get a team doing 28 $49 plans. And I know it's $49.90. I'm just abbreviating, $49 plans. That's it, 28 $49 plans in your entire organization. It can't all be in one line. You've got to spread it out a little bit. But that's it. That's all it takes to hit that executive director level. And I just want to close with the thought that we need more people that see that and say, hey, I am good enough with the systems and the tools and the resources and all that we have in place to go find a team that does 28 sales a month. You might say, well, my team only does one sale. Well, go find 28 people like that. 28 people that do one sell a month, or 15 people that do two sells a month. That's it. You're 15 people away doing two sells a month from executive director. I just want you to know it's never been simpler than it is right now to get there, lock it down, and then really start building toward platinum. We're putting together a platinum boot camp thing where we're going to really talk to our executive directors and spend time with them how to take their business to that next level and get into the seven-figure year income. You know, six figures are nice. $300,000-$400,000, I made over $700,000 last year. That's nice, nice income. But I want to talk to people about getting into the seven-figure income. We've got a lot of people in Legal Shield now doing that, and I'm super excited to share some of the systems and techniques related to that. But to be invited to those kind of trainings, you got to be an executive director. You got to get a team doing 28. And so just keep that number in mind. I mean, yes, if they go sell a smaller plan, an individual plan, you're going to need more than 28. I understand that. But again, to me, if I had that number on my board and I had a goal of getting a team doing 28, that's what I'd be focused on. And we've got 11 days left in the month. I want to challenge you to really take advantage of them. Thanks for plugging in on the call tonight. And with that, Jim, I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
Mr. Richards, thank you so much for jumping on and spending a few moments with us here on the call. We appreciate that. And I'm excited as well to see everything coming together and coming online on Success Team World, where it's really not only an information hub, but really a place for when we are bringing new people to look at our opportunity, where they can see that it's more than lip service. We're not just saying that we're going to support them. They can see it. It's very clear that the support, that the mentorship, that the leaders, the people who've come before us, that the success system is all in place. And one thing we know for sure, having done this for a long time, is that the best people are looking for a system not just an opportunity. They're looking for a system, not a project. A project is where you have to build the system. You have to come up with the system. You have to lay out all of the technology. You have to develop the leaders. But here we are together being able to present our opportunity, our leaders, our community, our system, our technology, our advantages. We can present all of that to somebody that's looking at our opportunity, which is an incredible place to be. And I should say this, and you'll see this on your Q page, when you log into successteamworld.com, you log into your account and you click on the Q in your toolbar, you'll see everything that's updated in your Q page, including the fact that the folks at iTools have made available to all of us the businessoverview365.com site so that we can share our opportunity. We can articulate and communicate the opportunity that we have here. So if you want to have Mr. Mark Riches explain to your prospects the opportunity at Legal Shield, whether that is individual sales, business solution sales, building an international sales team, he does all of that in less than 15 minutes. And we each have a customized version of the site if you've created your account on Success Team World. And this is currently available to every one of our team members. All you do is make sure, obviously, that you have an account, but then go to businessoverview365.com. That's businessoverview365.com/your associate number, your 9-digit Legal Shield associate number. So some of you on this call are guests. You have guest-level access to our account, and you are still evaluating the opportunity, meeting the leaders, looking at the training. Let me say to you, become an associate today. Click the Become an Associate button at the bottom of your First Step training page. Get your Legal Shield associate number, and that way we can activate your websites as well. And I created a short video. It's now the final video in your First Step training as of today that will walk you through exactly how to request your Legal Shield associate number. And even if you haven't done so yet, get your Legal Shield and ID Shield membership in place for you and your family. Get that protection in place today. So without any further ado, I want to take a shift here to our guest speaker and trainer of the evening, also residing in Cookeville, Tennessee. This is a gentleman that I got to meet in Columbus, Ohio for the first time when he was a rising star in our team. Now somebody that is firmly established as a leader and a team builder and also a great entrepreneur. Help me welcome to the call in the Cookeville, Tennessee market, Executive Director, Mr. Chris Corley. Chris?
Thank you so much, Mr. Tanner, for inviting me to speak on the call this evening. Man, I tell you, I love, love, love your introductions. I tell you, that's one of the favorite parts of me doing the evening calls. But what I want to do just briefly is discuss with everyone on the call of what I'm doing to build my network locally. You know, when I first started this business about 2.5 years, I remember one of the first things in my notes that I got from my first convention was the key to network marketing. In fact, they asked, you know, what's the definition of a network marketing business? And the answer they gave was, it's to get a large group of people doing a few simple things consistently over a long period of time. And, you know, over the 2.5 years that I've been in the business, you know, I've realized, and I said to myself and I said to my wife, I said, I really want to focus on my local market. I love doing all of the high-tech stuff, and of course that has a big part of high touch for success. But I really want to get in and start building a local network, you know, a massive team right in my backyard. And then I got to go back to the beginning, right? You know, tools and events. You know, I mean, that is really where it's at. You know, what am I doing with my tools, and how am I using my tools to get people directly to, you know, the events, right? And so also in my notes, I have, you know, exposure. Exposure is everything. Well, now I'm using my tools for my local market to expose as many people as I naturally come in contact with. So about 6 months ago, I started to go back to the gym, and that's a whole other discussion. but I get there very early. I get there about, you know, a little after 5, between 5 and 5:30 in the morning. And a lot of the students that are here going to the local university, well, you know, they get the towels for all of us, and, you know, and they scan our cards when we go in there. And so I naturally talk to, you know, to the students. I ask them what their major is. You know, I'm interested in, you know, what they're doing for their careers. And some of them will say business, and some of them will say marketing. And so I just start to have, you know, just start that conversation with them. And my thinking now is, okay, now how am I going to get a tool into their hands, you know, figuratively into their hands? Well, I'll start out by saying my business partner and I are looking to expand here in the Cookeville market. The business may or may not be for you, but if I sent you an overview of the business plan, would you take a look at it? And almost everybody I said that to said, oh, yeah, man, I'll take a look at it. And then I go right into, well, good, let me get your cell number, because I don't answer phone calls from people that I do not know. And that puts me in a position of posture where I'm making the assumption that when I send them this tool, that they are going to want to call me, and I'm letting them know that it's my business not to answer numbers that I don't recognize. So not only do I need to get your name, but I need to get your number. So and that's really, really important, and that's been working well. But I also remember exposure is everything, but the fortune is where? The fortune is in the follow-up. So, you know, if I send out all of these tools, but I don't call them back that day or when I tell them I'm going to call them back, well, it's as if I'm just sending things out, and they're just going out, and they may or may not look at it. I don't know if they are. But the fortune really is in the follow-up. And so when I call them back, I ask them. And folks, I'm just going down what, you know, how you can be core in your business. And I know I'm not saying anything that's new, but I'm just what I'm trying to do on this call is just really share with everyone on how I'm taking the system that has been taught to all of us, and I'm putting it in play. It's not really complicated, as Mr. Riches and Mr. Tanner have mentioned on this call, but it can be done, and more importantly, it works. Okay, so I'm giving them a call. They've got it. I told them that I'm going to give them a call to follow up, you know, and I say, you know, what did you like best, right? And you always want to keep it positive. What did you like best about the video? And they'll talk about what it is that they like best, or, you know, and they might have some questions. And I'm saying, you know, that's a great, great question. What are you doing Thursday night? Or what are you doing Tuesday at 6:30? You know, what are you doing Tuesday at 7 o'clock? You know, and they're like, why? Because I have some wonderful executives that are going to be present for a business briefing, and they're going to be talking about the specifics of the business plan that I just sent you, and they'll be able to answer all those questions for you. You know, I can show up. I can come and pick you up if you need a ride. You know, that's been working to get people to local events. All right, so now I've gotten a few people locally that have become associates. And, you know, and they sign up. They're like, I like the tools. I enjoyed the event. Now what do I do? You know, I've become an associate. What do I do? Well, now we want to get their warm market, you know. And so I'm working with my local people to get their warm market. And what I used to do was I would just tell them how they need to go out and get a few sales. But because I have them here locally, I'm able to really, you know, leverage that particular time with them and really utilize myself and get together with them. And I said, all right, let's get your list. Let's invite people to the local event here, personal business reception, or why don't we get a number of people, let's make appointments with them, and what I will do is we can take them out to lunch, or we can have an early dinner, or we could even go to the park, right? And then when I meet with them, I take the person that's new in the business, and I say, now I want you to watch me how I do this presentation. So I'm going to really go through a membership presentation step by step. I'm going to show you, you know, how I use the flipbook. I'm going to show you, you know, how it's done, and then I'm going to show you how you close, you know, and how the whole thing is done. And I want you to be able to duplicate that for yourself. And when you bring people in, I want you to do this exactly the way I'm teaching you. The purpose of me bringing you to this lunch so that we can work your warm market, we can do exposures to your warm market, we can do membership presentations to your warm market, is so that you get the experience on how it's done. So not only that you have success for yourself, but you actually have success down the line so that your business can start to duplicate with or without you. And that's ultimately what you want to do. Because, again, the key to this business is to get a large group of people doing a few simple things consistently over a long period of time. So, and that's what we did, you know. And I said to one of my local recruits that I got last month, I said, Joanne, because she said to me, she says, Chris, I need this to work, and I need this to work fast. And I said, all right, well, this is your business. This is not, you're not doing this just as a hobby. You know, if you had a hobby, you wouldn't have a launch. But every business that I know in my neighborhood that ever opened up, they had a big launch, or they had, you know, a ribbon cutting ceremony where they invited lots of people and they made a really big deal about the grand opening. Why don't we do that with you? It's called a launch. Let's get your warm market to either, you know, we can bring them, you know, here where I reside, and we can do it in, you know, my living room, or we can do it in your home. Or we could do it someplace else. You know, the venue doesn't always matter. But what's important is let's really start your business big right off from the bat. You know, let's get as many people as you can that's interested in the room. You know, let's just use the scripts that we've given you. Keep it very, very simple. And don't worry about answering questions because you don't know a whole lot. But just get them to the event and let a third-party tool or a third party, myself, or some other executive directors or other people that are more experienced, let them do the heavy lifting for you. Let them do the work for you. But your job is to be excited about the business, be excited about what you're doing, be excited about the future and the opportunity that you're sharing with other people, and get them, and that's very infectious, right? That gets people to events. You know, that's infectious. People are attracted to positivity. People are attracted to excitement. People are attracted to people that have a focus, that, you know, that are sure that they're going to work hard at something and it's going to turn out well, and then it's going to be, you know, they're proud of being a part of Legal Shield. They're proud of the years and the decades of success of this company. They're proud of their Platinum World Council members, you know. So when you come off with that type of posture, people will attend, people will want to follow you. And that's what Joanne did. You know, Joanne invited a whole bunch of people. You know, some of them were from church, and some of them were from past employments, and some of them were, you know, were distant relatives. And they came, and we had a big, big launch. And, you know, we did a PBR, a personal business reception, and it was very, very successful for her. She leveled up that day. She leveled up that night. Now, what we want to do is we want to duplicate that same behavior and that same activity all around through her organization and her people's people, and we'll find that that'll start to duplicate and get away from you, where it'll start duplicating in places where it's not local. It actually, you know, It actually duplicates outside in different states and different counties and whatnot. But I think the important thing here when we're really talking about doing and building locally is really showing your local warm market how it's done, keeping it very, very simple, making sure that it's duplicatable. But you actually want to go and do the actions for them. You know, speak with their warm market. Do the practice presentations beforehand, and then actually do the presentations there with them. I've had really the best month in the 2.5 years that I've been with Legal Shield, and I'm really, really excited about this month. Again, thank you so much for listening, and Mr. Tanner, thanks for inviting me to the call, and I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
Chris, thank you so much, and I appreciate everything you said this evening. I'm so glad everybody on the call got to hear it live. I know, you know, obviously in the future this will be a replay people are listening to. What I love is as you discussed what you're doing and what the activity has been, and I hope everybody noticed this, it's all externally focused. It's all about how we can help the new person. It's all about helping somebody reach their goals. If you take nothing else away from this call this evening, listen to the servant's heart of Chris Corley. Understand that you and I, everybody on this call, was gifted this opportunity. And maybe sometimes we don't think about it like that. You know, somebody, and probably somebody who was a little unsure, a little unconfident or less confident than they would be later, somebody approached you, they approached me, they picked up the phone or they walked up to us, and they gifted us an opportunity we seized on. And shame on any one of us for keeping that a secret and not allowing that to continue. And Chris is not only, and I don't want to embarrass him, you know, obviously he's on the call, he's still listening, but Chris, I got to say in front of everybody, you're not just a recruiter, you're a top recruiter, true. And sometimes we throw those words around, but there is a huge difference between recruiting and sponsoring. There's a huge difference between signing somebody up and shepherding them to success in our business. And I just want to, again, so that everybody can hear, I want to congratulate you for taking the servant's heart as a recruiter, as a team builder, and making sure that it's not just about how many people signed up as an associate in your team, but how many people are reaching their goals because they're a part of your team. And as I go on, I'm going to just speak for a few more minutes this evening. I want you to know, I talked with a group recently about this, and I haven't said this to the larger audience of all of us here in this Success Team universe in a long time. I want to remind you, you should be competitive. You should have a competitive spirit. And I'm saying that because every day people are joining home-based businesses in the United States, Canada, England, Northern Ireland, Wales, and Scotland by the thousands. And some days by the tens of thousands. People are making the right choice to get freedom, to become entrepreneurs, to go the route of an entrepreneur in the lowest risk, lowest overhead, lowest capital expenditure way possible, and the way with the most components of wealth, which is leverage, the ability to build passive income, the ability to have an organization. They're making the right choice, but are you competitive to say that everyone who joins another business, that should just a little bit eat at you? I hope it does, because they're not joining the best possible opportunity in the marketplace. We have this perfected. With a year's advance commission, the ownership of your residual income, the ability to go out and market our service as a voluntary employee benefit to protect the companies, also their employees, and then the families of those employees, to be able to sleep at night knowing that you are making your world a better place by giving people access to justice, by protecting men and women and their children, for when identity theft lands at their front door, they don't have to wonder what they're going to do or how bad it's going to hurt. All they have to do is tap an app. That's what you and I do every day. And we need more people to do it. That's the plain truth. So we need more Chris Corleys spreading the word, and we need more of you spreading the word and sharing the opportunity and making sure that the story of Legal Shield is told every single day, as many times as possible, so that we can continue to build the army of people that makes a reality of the mission and the vision of Harlan Stonecipher, equal access to the justice system. Be competitive even within our Legal Shield extended family. I want you to know that thousands of people this month will join Legal Shield. We want to make sure that they're joining your team. I hope that also keeps you up a little at night. Yes, they chose the right opportunity. But don't you feel that you could do just a little bit better than our brothers and sisters in another team? Don't you feel like you would love to have them here because you just care a little bit more? You just stay up a little bit later and get up a little bit earlier for your team like Chris Corley does. I hope you're competitive in that way, that you say to yourself, if they're going to join Legal Shield, they ought to be in my team. They ought to be in the success team. They ought to have access to everything that we continue to build and improve, the training and the support, the mentoring, and the personal development that comes by being a part of this organization. Be competitive and go out and share the story more and more every single day. Now, competitive sometimes can feel negative. You know, sometimes that it's termed as negative or it feels negative. But I want you to know that you can use positivity while being competitive. I think the most positive and competitive people I know in the world, not the world of Legal Shield, not the world of business, but the world that you and I live in, are Adam and Alicia Thompson. I think most of you that know them well would agree. They're competitive because they want to do well at the highest level, but they're competitive in a way that they know that they want to help people and serve at the highest level. I've been blessed to spend time with them, and our families have spent time together over the years, crisscrossing the country and the globe on performance club trips, spending time together thinking and speaking of philosophies and how we can lead and serve. And when you get a chance to spend some time with them as well as the Corleys, take that opportunity. I want to also extend a special acknowledgement that Adam and Alicia Thompson were acknowledged by Legal Shield's corporate offices today. You probably saw that on Facebook. Not only are they consistently top performers, but they are consistently consistent in our performance club, which is why you'll see them on all of the domestic and international performance club trips. Congratulations to both of you for that as well. We see the Corleys and the Thompsons and the Riches and all of these families in Success Team coming together and literally walking the beaches of the world. Now, sometimes they're not beaches. Iceland, I guess there was a beach, but I certainly didn't have my shoes off. But we did get to ride on a glacier. The point is, Legal Shield opens the entire world to us of experiences, and we have our winter getaway coming up. We're in that incentive period. I know it's just summer here in the Northeast. We're just outdoors. Most people do not want to talk about anything winter, but I want you to know that we have launched the incentive program for the Legal Shield Winter Getaway, which will take place January 2020, and I've been doing this for a lot of years now. Trust me, you may not be thinking about a winter getaway right now, but you'll be glad in January 2020 when you join us in Orlando at Disney World's Yacht Club, when we take it over with over 280 Legal Shield associates and guests, hundreds of us together at this big family reunion. So if you haven't yet checked out the flyer for the winter getaway, make sure you go into lsengage.com and click on it. There's a big banner on the page as soon as you log in. All you really need to know today, though, on May 20th, 2019, is be Performance Club qualified in the month of May. You've got time to qualify for the trip in one of three categories. It's a five-month incentive period, but the minimum qualification is Performance Club qualify each of the 5 months, including the month of May. So check your Performance Club points. And if, listen, you may be brand new and you don't even know what a Performance Club point is. That's why we're here to support you. Log into your Success Team back office and click on the Business Coach button or click on your account settings icon in the toolbar if you're an associate. And that will launch your support page. Either way, you're going to have access to your sponsor and your executive director, everybody that you need to talk to make sure you know exactly what to do to be Performance Club qualified in the month of May 2019 so that you can continue on and be with us at that incredible incentive trip. And again, thank you to Mr. Mark Riches for joining us this evening. Chris Corley with a phenomenal training. And listen, I hope everybody's paying attention to what Chris Corley does, but I hope you're not spectating, because he is leading by example as our top recruiter, setting the pace. And I'm grateful for you, Chris, to set that pace. But also I know that you are setting a pace while also desiring that we all run alongside of you and dare to pass you as we continue to gift this opportunity onto others. Special congratulations to all of our Performance Club qualifiers that are already qualified for the month of May and have that locked down and are working on bigger things like senior director, executive director, and even platinum executive director. Special acknowledgement and congratulations to all of our new ring earners across Legal Shield, people earning real full-time incomes from home, most of which are in a part-time basis, $50,000, $100,000, hundreds of thousands of dollars per year, changing your lives and your legacies with this incredible business. Folks, again, to any of you that are enjoying guest-level access to the Success Team platform, do not hesitate to scroll down to the bottom and get yourself set up as a Legal Shield associate and go on this journey with each and every one of us. Again, thanks so much to all of our contributors on the call this evening. Have a phenomenal week and good night.